I'd been pondering that word bias we spoke of last week, along with the comment, to be broadly made will be so exciting, when I read this, quote, let us not take anything away from the human mind. Suppression is evil. We must reform and transform. Certain faculties of man are directed toward the unknown, thought, meditation, prayer. The unknown is an ocean. What is conscience? It is the compass of the unknown. Thought, meditation, prayer, these are the great mysterious pointings of the needle. Let us respect them. Whither tend these majestic irradiations of the soul? Into the shadow, that is, towards the light. The grandeur of democracy is that it denies nothing and renounces nothing of humanity. Close by the rights of man, side by side with them, at least, are the rights of the soul. To crush out fanaticisms and revere the infinite, such is the law. We'll be talking more about this view of things in future shows. Continuing, let us not confine ourselves to falling prostrate beneath the tree of creation and contemplating its vast ramifications full of stars. We have a duty to perform, to cultivate the human soul, to defend mystery against miracle, to adore the incomprehensible and reject the absurd, to admit nothing that is inexplicable, excepting what is necessary, to purify faith and obliterate superstition from the face of religion, to remove the vermin from the garden of God, unquote. And that's from Victor Hugo, Les Miserables, Book 7. Now this opens with words very like my opening poem in Waking Up. There's an earlier wholeness for which our souls long. Our interior compass tends toward it. And what's called reality feels wrong. And then it moves through notions very like what Nikola Tesla told us. Quote, every living thing is an engine geared to the wheel work of the universe. Though seemingly affected only by its immediate surrounding, the sphere of external influence extends to infinite distance. There is no constellation or nebula, no sun or planet in all the depths of limitless space, no passing wanderer of the starry heavens that does not exercise some control over its destiny, not in the vague and delusive sense of astrology, but in the rigid and positive meaning of physical science. More than this can be said. There is no thing endowed with life, from man who is enslaving the elements to the numblest creature in all this world, that does not sway it in turn. Whatever action is born from force, though it be infinitesimal, the cosmic balance is upset and universal motion results, unquote. And that is from Nikola Tesla's Collected Papers, Volume 2. And then closes this earlier quote from Victor Hugo with a statement of a project that Tesla, I suspect, and I, depending on the definitions, always, depending on the definitions, believe that we are part of. Quote, to obliterate superstition from the face of religion, unquote. I think Hugo's religion is equivalent to Tesla's sense, feeling of science. And that lies, superstition, cons, like economy, are vermin in the garden of God, the infinite. Last week, I challenged us to see the market or the economy as orthodoxy, a fraud, i.e., a pollution of reason and of faith, as Hugo uses these terms, in the garden of God. And God is the name Hugo gives to the infinite, which has many names. To achieve a broad existence on earth, is this not what our souls, our bodies, our minds, our wholeness is hungering for? To realize in ourselves more and more of this truth called the infinite. Excellence, a step in the realization of this truth, is its own reward. We need no drivers to it. The human soul cleaves to the questions it owns and seeks those others who also own them, seeks to mate and match them and develop these questions. And the fleetness of our thought is such that we can further many projects all at once, just as Marx saw clearly in his youth. The soul tends to bigness.